This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And this is Money in Motion, brought to you by Klaus Financial. Don't forget you can find Klaus online, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can also call the office. Want to learn a little bit more about what they do? Maybe stop on in and set up an appointment or do one over the phone. They'd love to talk with you at Klaus Financial. Phone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Also, hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later on in the program, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize this week. We've got a $25 gift card for Home Depot. I will give you a little tip. As always, listen closely to the program, because typically our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week answer comes up during the program. Joining us this week is Malia Cuevas, as always, and Steve Scow is joining us as well. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are you doing, Sean?
Very good. Steve, how are you doing today?
Awesome, John. Good morning.
Good morning. And today we're gonna be talking about some of the trends in markets, and let's kind of start out and talking a little bit about what we're currently seeing going on with those markets.
You know, that's a good question, Sean. In reality, right now, over the last several months, the market has given one week and taken the next. Mm-hmm. Last week was a pretty decent week in the markets overall. So far, this week, it's kind of gone the other direction. In fact, one of the things we also would like to point out is we have our weekly Market Pulse, which mm-hmm. is a free email we send out. People that would be interested, in no obligation, they can actually sign on right on our website. Because we give a quick snapshot of the week, we usually try and send that out each Wednesday morning. When you take a look at overall, though, of the 435 companies that reported their earnings for their past fiscal year, average earnings fell about 6.5%, and growth fell about 4.2%. Housing actually dipped a little bit in January, about 3.8%. So the sales for new homes, existing homes, are actually, buyers are disappearing a little bit as we go into the end of February. The Consumer Price Index, which excludes food and energy, actually increased slightly last month, about 0.3%. So that's a little bit on the rise. So that's kind of a quick snapshot. And again, much of that information is on a weekly basis through our Market Pulse. So I'd encourage people to consider that if they would like to join that information.
And that's a great newsletter. I signed up a few weeks back, and it's really easy to do. All you do is go to klausfinancial.com, klausfinancial.com. You scroll down, you'll see a little icon of an envelope. It says stay current. Just type in your email address right below, and then you subscribe again. A lot of great current information. And this time, as we're kind of seeing some of these ups and downs and some of these sways, it's good to have that information handy, and it's delivered each week into your email box. All you got to do is get to klausfinancial.com, scroll down to the bottom of the page and put in your email address and subscribe. Again, I signed up for it. It's some really, really good information. We're going to talk today a little bit about Klaus Financial, about what it is that you guys do, and some questions people have about things like Medicare, Medicaid, and paying for long-term care. We will do all of that as Money in Motion continues with Klaus Financial right here on 1310 WIBA. Don't forget the website, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You also give them a call at the office, 608-442-5637. It's 442-5637. We will continue our conversation with Steve and Malia next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we are joined this week by Malia Cuevas and Steve Scow, both of Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online at klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of information on the site. Also, if you scroll down, you can sign up and subscribe for their weekly Market Pulse. Just get to klausfinancial.com. The telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. If you'd like to set up an appointment, learn a little bit more about Klaus, they'd love to talk with you. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later on in this half hour, we will have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, it's a $25 gift card for the Home Depot. We talked a little bit earlier in the earlier segment about what's been going on in the market and what a great tool that Market Pulse newsletter is. Let's talk a little bit before we get into some questions about long-term care and other things, your retirement years. Let's talk a little bit about what goes on at Kloss Financial outside of this show. I think for a lot of us to go, oh yeah, they're the guys that host the weekly radio show. This isn't all you do, correct?
No, it isn't, but it is
I
a fun part
was,
of it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good question, Sean. We're actually an independent registered advisory firm. And for people that might be interested in finding out more about us, we do, in fact, offer a complimentary first meeting for people to wish to meet with us.
Nice.
To discuss their current plans for retirement. Many times we are able to provide some tidbits of help in their initial meeting. Again, that's at no charge or obligation. Our objectives for our clients is to act as quarterback and coach. In a coach standpoint, we are helping them to design and create their retirement plan or adjust it. From the quarterbacking standpoint there, we actually are also working to help them implement their plan. You know, as I talked a few minutes ago with regard to the volatility of the markets, especially during times like these, we feel it's extremely important to act in both capacities with our clients to be able to continue to guide them along with volatile short-term markets so they keep their eye on their long-term goals and perspectives and objectives for retirement accumulation and also for income.
And the other thing, too, is I think that needs to point is one of the things that Kloss does is there's a difference between fee-based investing and commission-based, and I think sometimes people don't always understand what the difference there is.
Yeah, that's a good point. In fact, the analogy we give is for commission-based investing, that's basically where you're paying for the product or the investment pretty much all up front with the advisor. Mm-hmm. We're on a fee-based investing plan as we do, it's really more of a pay-as-you-go. You know, the example that we've given in the past is if you had somebody doing some work on your house, would you prefer to pay them all up front before they do the work, or would you prefer to pay them as they're doing and completing the work? We feel it's a much better way where we're actually on the same side of the table with our clients when it's a fee-based pay-as-you-go strategy.
You know, we talk, and you had mentioned, of course, you know, kind of being the quarterback of retirement planning and kind of the quarterback of putting the team together and make sure everybody's following and running the same plays. What about things like long-term care? Is that one of those as well where you guys can help people work with that and put together, include that as part of their plan in their retirement years?
Absolutely, Sean. You know, and that's where we do like to clarify on this program, too. Excuse my voice this morning. We've got a frog in there, I think. you know, one of our main functions working as an advisor with our clients is looking at risk management, not just for their investments, although obviously we focus a lot on that, as Steve spoke about earlier, but for the other parts of your lives. And if you take a snapshot of your own life in the last 6 months, from beginning to the end of those 6 months, you'd be surprised if you look back how much can actually change in that amount of time. So what we do with our clients is sit down and look at the whole world of risk and how they can be affected by it. So first of all, let me just, you know, we always like to do disclosures. We are licensed to sell insurance products within our firm. However, we don't sell them. So this is very objective information that we like to put out to our clients. We understand the relevancy of where it might make sense to have some of these products, such as long-term care insurance, life insurance, et cetera, but we personally don't offer it to our clients. So when people hear the word long-term care, people aren't usually smiling about it, but they recognize that that might be something that they're looking for their parents and eventually for themselves. And so there's initial reactions as to, do I really understand the implications? If I'm going to need it, how could I afford it, and so forth. So we thought we'd spend this morning clarifying some myths surrounding long-term care. One of the most frequent ones Steve and I hear is that Medicare is going to help me pay for my care. And, you know, Medicare, we all know, which is attached to Social Security, is available to all citizens age 65 and over. However, Medicare is not going to be the end-all answer for you. And so we like to clarify that what Medicare will actually help you do is it'll help you stay for a very short stay in a skilled nursing facility. And they will help cover costs for a maximum of 100 days. So after that, you're on your own. 100% of the costs generally are going to be incurred out of your pocket. So that's a misconception we hear about, and it's not something we want to plan our future on, that Medicare is going to come in and pick up, because they literally won't. So what happens? You don't have money to pay for that. The other option, of course, eventually is Medicaid. Mm-hmm. But most of our listeners who are active in their retirement planning probably don't want to bring down their level of assets so that they actually get on Medicaid. Well, we're really talking about Medicaid being a program to help the poor, and eventually, if there's a spend down, we all very well could be in that category, but certainly is not something we're planning for. So we just like to point that out. Medicaid would indicate that your assets have been depleted to a very, very low level. And the other myth we talk about is long-term care insurance only covers nursing homes. So years ago, this was absolutely true. The older policies that we've seen written for long-term care literally say will be used in a long-term care situation in a nursing home. But these days, the policies in the last 10, 15 years have become very robust. They'll allow for home health care. Hmm. They'll allow for hospice and respite care, and also Alzheimer's care units, daycare, and so forth. So you can transfer the benefit amongst all of these different agencies. So I think we'll be giving you some statistics later, but the fact is that more people are actually going to need long-term care than we'd like to think.
Great information as always. She is Malia Cuevas. He is Steve Scow. They are both from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find Kloss online at klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of information on the site. If you scroll down to the bottom, there is a place to put in your email address, and you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Get a newsletter once a week. Gives you an overview of some of the things that are going on in the market right now. It's real easy to sign up. Again, all you do is go to klossfinancial.com. The telephone number for Kloss Financial, as you heard, there is no fee for that first meeting to sit down and talk with the folks at Kloss. You maybe learn a little bit about them. They can learn a little bit about you. To set up an appointment, all you got to do is pick up the phone, give them a call. Their number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Steve and Malia next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with Steve Scow and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. Don't forget the website, klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. While you're there, you can sign up, at the website, you can sign up at klossfinancial.com for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Also, as I mentioned, those phone numbers, 442-5637. Coming up a little bit later in this segment, we will have our Kloss Quiz question of the week. Talking about long-term care, and I guess one of my favorite questions in all of this is, and I'm one of these guys, I'm not even going to need that stuff. Right?
Just you, Sean.
Yeah, it's just me. I'm the only person. But that is something that people think, well, man, what if I don't need it?
Oh, most definitely, Sean. In fact, many times that is the first thing you think of, because, you know, it's one of those areas that you don't want to necessarily think you ever would need. Mm-hmm. And more times than not, unless you have had a situation maybe within your family or somebody that you know that has had an elderly individual that went into a nursing home, more times than not, you wouldn't feel that you would need it. But statistically, as Malia alluded to a few minutes ago, actually the Department of Health and Human Services estimates that someone turning age 65 today has nearly a 70% chance of needing care with a average length of stay of about 3 years. So while a person may or may not need it, it's not an automatic really either way. I mean, in reality, some people that have worked really hard to accumulate for their future retirement, they may be able to self-insure where they have enough assets to cover those expenses. But when you take a look at retirement planning as we do in estate preservation, one of the biggest hits on a person's potential accumulated wealth that they've worked so hard to accumulate over their lives could be long-term care expenses. In fact, those expenses can average anywhere from $70,000 to $100,000 a year today alone, not even counting if you're 10, 20 years out into the future.
That'll burn through your savings pretty quick, won't it?
Quickly.
That's a significant amount of money there. Well, let's talk about the other myth that you hear, which is going to the age thing. I remember being a young guy, and you know, you kind of have this attitude of, I'm too young for this.
That, again, will be very dependent on the age at which you think that. I mean, if you're in your 40s, yeah, you're probably too young for it. If you're in your mid to late 50s, you know, and getting closer to retirement, maybe you're within 10 years or so, it may be part of the process that you want to take into consideration as part of your retirement plan. And the reason we point that out is that, you know, long-term care insurance, just like life insurance and medical insurance, you have to have good health to qualify for it.
Mm-hmm.
And also the cost for the premiums when you are younger in age and you purchase the long-term care, then obviously the cost is a little bit lower as well. So it is a give-and-take situation there. There isn't any magic age, but we do see more times than not as people get within 5 years or so of retirement or maybe 5 years into retirement, more times than not, that is one of the areas of the planning process that they discuss.
Is, you mentioned age and where you are. Does lifestyle and familial history, I mean, does some of that come into, you know, is that a consideration? For example, if you're a guy who works maybe or a gal that works maybe a low stress, low impact type job, somebody that's relatively healthy, you got parents and grandparents that have remained very, very healthy through their later years. Is that part of that kind of the metrics? Sort of some of the thinking of saying when you should or should I be looking at investing in long-term care and insurance or something like that?
Well, Aaliyah? You know, that's a good point, Sean. We definitely, in our meetings, will ask our clients about their family, longevity, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of gives us, as you say, a metrics to, is this something they might need to be considering? Of course, what happened with our parents may completely be different with what the lifestyle we are leading. So it's definitely in the pot there. But as Steve pointed out, if any of us have had friends or family that have experienced long-term care issues and have seen how devastating it can be on an estate, we recognize that it's definitely a risk we need to talk about. And not only you know, talk about it, explore how much it would cost to cover that risk, and sometimes we find that it's prohibitive. Your estate cannot handle the cost of the insurance, therefore it becomes a non-issue. But at least we need to explore it. Mid-50s is usually a good age, but you know, there's so many circumstances. I mean, my mother-in-law had a stroke at the age of 35, and she needed care till she was 75, okay? So you can imagine 40 years how devastating that could be, and had she had long-term care insurance, definitely could have helped her. Now, would anyone really take out a policy at 35? Probably not, but we all have those situations out there where we know the effects can be devastating to your estate.
Great information as always. Maliyah Cuevas, Steve Scow, both of Klaus Financial. Don't forget the website, klausfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. A lot of information on the website. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for the and subscribe for the weekly Pulse newsletter. Just go to klausfinancial.com. Down in the bottom right corner, there's a place to input your email address. Once a week, you'll get some information on what's going on in the markets. Great, valuable information. It doesn't cost you a thing. Just go to klausfinancial.com. You can click the sign up to subscribe there. Again, K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number for Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Time now for the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaus Financial offices at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win a $25 gift card for Home Depot. This week's Kloss Quiz question of the week is this. What is the maximum number of days that Medicare will pay for your stay in a skilled nursing facility? I'll read that one more time.
What is for you to say.
Yeah, exactly. What is the maximum number of days that Medicare will pay for your stay in a skilled nursing facility? The telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Home Depot. Steve, thanks for coming and joining us today. Malia, we'll talk very, very soon.
Thanks, Sean.
This is Money in Motion, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.